When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by APW, Murray Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, Purdy Insurance, Lackawanna College, Blaze Alexander Family Dealership, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Tony's Custom Tailor Shop, W&L Subaru, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Sunbury Motor Company, Carpet Man, Glick Incorporated, McCreary HVAC, Northumberland Hearing Center. Now, let's go Matt Side with Steve Williams.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Braves High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Tonight, the Braves with a record of 8-4 take on 8-11 Central Columbia, traveling to SB to take on the Blue Jays. We are in preliminary round matches right now. Gabby Bradigan for the Braves has her opponent on his back. Central Columbia going to be forfeiting a number of weights to the Braves. Shikellamy coming off a 72-0 shutout win on Tuesday night over the Loyal Stock Lancers. And they will start off tonight with a 24-0 lead. Gabby Bradigan picking up a fall in a minute and 59 seconds. So good job, Gabby. We will be starting off at 285 tonight, and the Blue Jays will be forfeiting the first four weights. Lots of good matchups after that. Wrestlers with very similar records, actually. So minus those four weights, it should be a very evenly balanced match. Throughout the rest of the evening, the Braves tonight will have A.J. Benedict in at 145 pounds. Other than that, lineup pretty much as it's been throughout most of the season since all the wrestlers dropped in weight. So no big surprises there. The Braves head on down to Line Mountain, 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. They take on the Pittston area Patriots down at Line Mountain. They'll have five matches down there, and then they will take on Line Mountain. They will not wrestle Line Mountain there at that tournament, but they will then have a dual meet against Line Mountain next Wednesday evening. So the Braves still with a bunch of wrestling to go, and then the following weekend is the team tournament. That is yet to be determined how and who will take part in that, so we will keep you up to date on that. So we are just moments away from the start of this dual meet. The preliminary match is concluding. So let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Zimmerman Motors, and we're kicking off the new year with deals on your favorite brand.
That's right, Mark. It's Owner Appreciation Month with appreciation discounts.
We have new inventory arriving daily and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, all at great prices.
Plus, our Jeep brand has you covered with the most capable SUVs in the world.
Owner Appreciation Month is the time to start the new year in a new vehicle and experience the Zimmerman difference.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today or call us at 570-286-2100 or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Start your year off with new traditions and new adventures in a certified pre-owned Subaru from W&L in Northumberland.
You'll get a Subaru that's miles ahead on value and ready for more adventures. Each certified pre-owned Subaru comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and 24/7 roadside assistance.
Now is the time to make sure your family is traveling safely in a certified pre-owned Subaru. We have over 60 to choose from.
Experience the W&L difference today off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Central Columbia High School, the Braves and the Blue Jays ready to go at it here on the res late. Let's take a real quick look at this evening's starting lineup. As I mentioned, the first four weights will be forfeits for the Braves. Blake Van Kirk at 285, Les McCormick at 106, Alex Reed at 113, and Eben Kistner at 120. All receiving forfeits. We'll start at 126 like we did against Loyal Sox. Blaze Stouter, a sophomore for the Braves, will take on freshman Brennan Watson. For Central, 132 to be Isaac McGregor for the Braves, Alex Hustler for the Blue Jays. Both are sophomores. C.J. Keener and Noah Baker will tangle at 138. Keener a sophomore, Baker a junior. A.J. Benedict getting the start tonight. He is a freshman at 1-0. He'll wrestle freshman Hunter Dietrich, who is 4-6. 152 pounds. This is going to be a good one. Caleb Yoder, a senior, and Colton Chaplesky. A senior, both with 14 wins coming in, both regional honorable mentions. Of course, Central Columbia is a double-A level, Shikellamy at triple-A. 160 pounds, Colton Semko. The senior will wrestle sophomore Alex Roberts. Robertson with a 16-9 record. At 172, it'll be Gage Wolf, who picked up his 20th win on Tuesday night. He is a senior who will wrestle Grayson Schad, a junior. Schad with 19 wins. 189, Matt Schaefer, great match on Tuesday for Matt. He will wrestle Tristan Douglas. Matt is a junior. Douglas is a sophomore. And we will finish up with Mason Raybuck. Good to see him get a match tonight. They've been running from Big Mason, junior, 10-7. He'll wrestle 15-6 sophomore Aiden Hidley. Right now the Braves collecting their forfeits. Just to give you an idea what happened in the preliminary rounds, Gabby Bradigan of Shikellamy pinned her opponent Everett Chapel in a minute 59. Nick Kuntz of Shikellamy pinned Lincoln Myers in 28 seconds, and Landon Isaac, I believe that's his first action. Leo Wukovic, he pinned him in 34 seconds. So the Braves winning the three extra matches. And right now on a four-match win streak. Looks like we're finally going to see some wrestling here at 126 pounds. Blaze Souter, sophomore for the Braves, 7-14, 0-4 freshman Brennan Watson. Souter, who had a come-from-behind win on Tuesday night against the Lancers. It's always best to not get behind, but coming from behind makes it exciting. Wrestlers tie up at the whistle. My old buddy Joe Cesari, the referee this evening. All 83 years old of him. Still at it. Quite the wrestling coach in his day at North Schuylkill High School. Some great dual meets between the Braves with Coach Phil Lockoff and Coach Cesari. He at one time had the state's longest win streak. The Braves broke it. Later on went on to be the superintendent at Williams Valley. Got their wrestling program going down there and has three sons actually with a number of state championships. So. All right. We are underway. Brennan Watson, the freshman, with a big move on Souter. Takes him down, puts him on his back, and quickly leads 4-0. We'll come back into the center for the restart. out or up on all fours. Watson grapevines the leg. Sauter clears it. Stands. Needs to get hand control. Watson picks him up and plants him off the edge of the mat. He's getting up off the mat, ignoring the hands of Brennan Watson. Again, up on all fours. Watson grapevines the left leg. Forehead in the back of the head of Sauter. Sauter clears the leg. Gets the hips free. Watson sinks the leg in again. Power half on the right side by Brennan Watson. Trying to get the other leg in on the right side. Watson getting high with a leg ride. Flattens Sauter back to the mat. Now gets back in better position. Loses the leg. And a 4-0 lead by Brennan Watson as we head into the second period. Second period wrestling. I think the choice went to Sauter. He deferred. Watson wants to go in his feet. Sauter moves in. They lock up, break apart. Sauter showing some elevation changes, but not doing anything with them. Now they tie up. Oh. Sauter trying to put a front headlock from his feet, and Watson just bumped the arms up, came around the waist, tackled him to the mat. 2-point takedown. 6-0 lead for Brennan Watson. Sauter back to his base. Sauter trailed 5-1 at the end of two periods on Tuesday, came back and won that match. Needs to figure something out here. He hasn't been able to do anything. Watson will sink the legs in, goes to a power half. Watson leg ride is rather loose. Sauter needs to exploit that a little bit. He's got Sauter flat in his stomach. Now Sauter comes to his knees. Watson keeps the leg in. Sauter clears the leg out. Stands, isolates the hands. 1-point escape for Blaze Sauter. We are at 6-1. In favor of Brennan Watson of Central Columbia. Sauter tries to snap Watson down. Now Watson a duck under. Neck wrench by Sauter, but Watson pops his head free. 2-point takedown for Brennan Watson. Watson showing some pretty good hand and head defense. That is the end of the second period. The score 8-1 in favor of Brennan Watson. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Shiklemy's Blaze Sauter down on the mat. Tries a quick switch, but Watson with a tight waist maintains control. Working on the left arm of Sauter. Sauter from his knees. Watson breaks him back down. And it looks like Sauter going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. Off the parallel riding here. Not a real barn burner here. Sauter needs to get up off of the mat. Spending way too much time on his stomach. Trailing 8-1. Watson needs to recognize this and maybe release him and take him down and go for a major decision. We're going to get a stalemate. I don't know how you go from stalling, no change in position, no change in anything, to stalemate, but we did. Back in the middle. Watson again with a tight waist. Bundles in that left arm. Not been able to do anything with it. Bundles it in. Now, thought about putting a bar in there, but I don't think he's going to. Oh, yeah, he got it in there. Crowder fights back to his knees. Watson rides with nice tight hips, and Sutter has not been able to figure that out. Watson rides with the tight hips. Sutter needs to get away from that. Watson going to put both legs in again. Stretch Sutter out. Time running out here. And we got a stalling on Sutter. That's a point for Watson. That'll be enough for the major decision. There's the buzzer. Final score 9-1. Brennan Watson over Shikellamy's Blaze Sutter. 24-4 in favor of the Braves. We're back with 1:32 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back, 1:32. Isaac McGregor for the Braves, sophomore 19-7. 11-10, sophomore Alex Hostler. McGregor currently ranked 14th in the state. And he gets a takedown, trying to double Hostler in half on the near side and get the cradle in. Hostler doing a good job of staying big. 2-point takedown for McGregor. And they're showing four, so it must be 2-point near fall. McGregor working from the left side. And a real quick gun by Coach Cesari here tonight as he says Green is stalling. And with a reinforced bar, McGregor stands on his head, rolls Hostler over. Going to get some more near fall points, three of them. 7-0 lead for McGregor. Riding the wrist is Isaac McGregor. He'll get the bar in on the left side. Cesari keeping a close eye on that. And he's going to call that potentially dangerous pretty quickly. 12 seconds to go. 7-0 the lead for McGregor Shikellamy. McGregor, tight waist.
I can't read it. Wayne Frank.
That is the end of the first period of wrestling. McGregor with a 7-0 lead. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Hostler on top. McGregor gets down on the mat. He's set. Hostler on top. And McGregor fires to his feet. Lift and plant by Hostler. McGregor right back up on all fours. Granby roll by McGregor. Stand. Clears the hands of Hostler. 1-point escape for Isaac McGregor. 8-0 lead. And then they'll go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. Wrestlers lock up. Oxford taking some ground. McGregor tries an arm pass to a single. Now snaps down McGregor, or stops down Hostler. Circles to the rear and two-point takedown for McGregor. He leads 10 to nothing with a minute 11 to go in the second period. Reinforced bar. No, he's got two on one. On the left arm of Hostler. Circles around. You hear Coach Bryce Towns saying, Isaac, get another takedown. He's got 50 seconds. And that's what he's going to do. They finally got his attention. He lets Hostler up. 10-1. Hostler underhooks. Tries to duck under. McGregor whizzers. Steps over. And puts Hostler to his back. He's got Hostler tight. Hostler going to fight through to his base. McGregor circles around. And there he goes. Got him on his back again. Going to run out of time. Three-point near fall and a 15-1 lead for Shikellamy's Isaac McGregor. They'll start on their feet. Hostler on the attack. Again with the whizzer and a step over and...
He was on his back.
Yeah, well, there's a technical fall, but he shouldn't have stopped it because Hostler was on his back. But 17-1 technical fall. 4 minutes and 18 seconds. The time of the fall, 29-4 in favor of the Braves. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back, 138. It'll be C.J. Keener for the Braves and Noah Baker for Central. And Baker looked like he was going to get a takedown at Matt's edge, but Keener turned it around on him, got the takedown. Now let Baker up. So we are at 2-1. Keener right back in on the leg. Steps and bows in a two-point takedown for Keener. Goes right for the head. He's got Baker going over with a half Nelson. He's got sacked Baker over onto his back. Got him tight. They're going to let him up. Three-point near fall, one-point escape, and going right back in on the leg. So he didn't give him the escape. Yes, he did. Keener back in on the leg. Baker whizzers now, trying to put a headlock on C.J. Keener on his knees. Keener pops ahead, two-point takedown for C.J. Far wrist by Keener. Baker stands. Fighting the hands of CJ. Lift and plant. Keener puts him back to the mat. Steps out to the right side. Half Nelson. Puts Baker on his back and he pins him. 152. The time of the fall for CJ Keener of Shikellamy. That'll give the Braves another six to make it 35-4. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course. I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Merck's Meats.
Merck's Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other, because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Merck's created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Merck's Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
And we're back, 145 pounds. A.J. Benedict for the Braves. Hunter Dietrich for Central Columbia. And Benedict on the attack. Oh, they're going to give him the takedown. Oh, check that. That was... Yeah, the Braves just got 2 points deducted from a little discrepancy there. I'm sorry, it was Dietrich with the takedown. Oh no, he didn't deduct it. He just highlighted the fact that it was indeed a 2-point takedown. Dietrich from the left side. Benedict sits back in, working on the leg. Lifts up on the leg. Dietrich just about scissored him. Dietrich's trying to loosen him up with the leg. Hip over. Oh, he lost the leg. Dietrich still riding high, but now Benedict presses back to his knee. Dietrich leans into him. Flattens Benedict back down onto the mat. A.J. Benedict with a record of 1-0. Hunter Dietrich, a freshman, with a record of 4-6. Dietrich with the grapevine in on the left side. Benedict back to his knees. That is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Hunter Dietrich of Central Columbia over Shikellamy's A.J. Benedict. Second period wrestling choice to Benedict. He'll defer. Dietrich will go down. Referee's position. Down on the mat. Dietrich with the legs in again, riding very loose. Now cross aces, tries to crank Benedict over. Benedict clears that, stays on his stomach. Dietrich gets the legs and not really able to do anything with them. Steps out to the left side, cross-facing. Gets the leg back in. And a stalemate stop in the action. 1:01 to go in the second period. 2-0 the lead for Hunter Dietrich. No reset in the referee's position. Shikellamy's Benedict on the bottom. Dietrich breaks Benedict down. Cross faces. Power half on the left side. I put the leg in. Benedict, a big forward roll through, and Dietrich holds him long enough. Does he to get near fall points? Benedict with a headlock. puts Dietrich on his back. He's got him in trouble with that headlock, leaning back in on him. Referee down looking. And he pins him. Oh-ho! 3:48 of the second period. Shikalimi's A.J. Benedict with a big move. Ends it 41-4 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We are the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
And we're back, 152. Caleb Yoder for the Braves, senior 14-8. Colton Chipoleski, a senior for Central. He is 14-3. Both wrestlers, regional honorable mentions. Of course, Yoder is AAA. Chipoleski, AA. Central competes in the northwest or northeast region in AA. Shikalimi, the northwest region of AAA. You may think that Central Columbia is a new team on the Braves schedule. Not true. Shikalimi wrestled Central back in the 60s and 70s. I don't know that the duels happened any time after the 1970s, but Braves used to come up here and wrestle when John Rockets was the coach. Chipoleski, a wild shot. Catches the arm of Yoder, tries to barrel roll him. Now Yoder with a front head and arm. Yoder with that front head and arm. Chipoleski on his knees. Yoder. And he had his arm in too deep. Tried to butt drag him and just about got dumped. Got to get that arm out of there. 32 seconds to go in the first period. And then they're back in the center. Center circle locked up. Center has a different setup for wrestling here. It's pretty neat. Chipoleski in on the legs of Yoder. Yoder sprawls around the waist. Chipoleski in deep on the left leg. Yoder breaks him to his side. Tying him up. Ties up between the legs looking for a stalemate or the end of the period, which he got. So 0-0 after a period of wrestling between Yoder and Chipoleski. The way they have the gym set up, they're really only using half of the gym. They've got the mat in one half of the gym. Now, they do have bleachers at the end of the gym, which is unusual, but their scoring table sits right in the middle, right about where the midline of the basketball net would be, or the basketball court would be, and then they've got the team benches on either side. So kind of a different layout, kind of neat. They do have a really great scoreboard here. I mentioned the Braves wrestled Central back in the 70s. I'm pretty sure this was not the gym at that time. At least I don't remember it. I think the gym was on the other side of the school. But not a huge facility, but a nice facility. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Yoder on top, and Chipoleski with a fat man roll gets two and puts Yoder onto his back. Yoder trying to continue the roll through and gets to his base. And a two-point reversal for Yoder. All right, let's see if he gave him near fall points. He was counting them out. Oh, there he gave them to him. Two. Two near fall points. So it's,
hold on.
They're showing 5-2. I don't know how that works. I think it should be 4-2. Now, Yoder cross-facing, trying to lock in a far side cradle, and does. Rolls Chipolesky through, but loses the cradle. Yoder with a half. Chipolesky back to his base. Chipolesky stands. Granby roll attempt. Turns in on Yoder. Yoder, he's got the leg. Yoder needs to get his hips up. Rolls Chipolesky through and misses his shot at some near fall points. All right, what do we got going now? Gave a point to Green for what? Oh, a crossface. I thought those were illegal. 6-2. I still don't know how he got that extra point, though. Should be 5-2. Because they were 0-0. They started neutral, takedown, and two-point near fall. Unless he gave him three. I only saw two up there, but... At any rate, Yoder on the scoreboard trailing 6-2. We'll let that up to the coaches to get it changed if it needs to be. So, let's see here. Third period wrestling. Chipolesky will go down on the mat. He's set. Yoder on top. And he'll go to work with a tight waist. Chops off in the arm. Yoder drops his hips, gives his leg away to Chipolesky.
Get you dangerous.
And the referee going to call, I'm not sure. Could have been stalemate, could have been potentially dangerous, but it's a stop. Yoder with his leg pulled straight out in front of him. Chipolesky looks for a switch. Yoder comes back around, stays in control.
Let him go.
Yoder's got Chipolesky flat, but boy, needs to come up with 4 points here. Chipolesky back to his knees, Yoder from the left side. Running out of time, minute 13. Chipolesky stands. Yoder trips him back down. Chipolesky looks for a headlock. Yoder clears it. Power half right. Loses that.
Let him go. Cut him.
Man, we're going to see Chipolesky warned for stalling on the bottom. Yoder trying to get that far side cradle. He's had a lot of success with it, but Chipolesky, a big, strong kid. He's not able to double him up. Can't get his hands locked. Yoder from the left side, and Chipolesky going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. That'll give Yoder a point. Still needs three more. Yoder to the left side. And what are we getting? We're getting another point. Given to Chipolesky. And again, I'm not sure what that was all about, but two penalty points against Yoder. He can't give up another one. The next one's two. There's only 11 seconds to go. Chipolesky stands and escapes. 8-3. And that is the end of the match. Final of 8-3, Colton Chipolesky with a win over Shikellamy's Caleb Yoder. 160-pounders up after this. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
New year, new traditions, and all new models at W&L Subaru.
A new kind of Subaru is here to help you start those new traditions.
It's a Subaru that can take you farther and is equipped and upgraded for your wildest adventures. It's the 2022 Subaru Wilderness Edition.
Get off the beaten path as you unlock a whole new adventure in an all-new 2022 Subaru Forester or Outback Wilderness Edition from W&L Subaru.
Experience the W&L difference today. Off Route 11 in Northumberland. To check out our inventory or start your W&L Express deal online, go to WNLSubaru.com.
He's a big kid. And we are back. Well, Alex Records is Alex Roberts with a record of 16-9, a sophomore for the Blue Jays. Colton Semko for the Braves, senior, 18-6. Semko, who spent some time earlier in the season ranked in the state, now ranked 7th regionally, duck under to a double, 2-point takedown as they go off the edge of the mat. Back into the center. And they're back underway. Roberts stands. Lift and plant right to his back. Colton Semko puts Roberts on his back. Got the half Nelson in. He's got him tight. Referee down looking. Semko applies the pressure and he pins him. 54 seconds of the first period. Colton Semko with the fall, 47-7 in favor of the Braves. And we are back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Don Mary Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back. 172 Gage Wolf, a senior for the Braves, 20-4. Grayson Schad, a junior for Central. He is 19-6, and right away, Wolf, 2-point takedown, 1-point escape as he lets him up. Schad, a tall, lanky kid, ties up on the head of Wolf. Wolf breaks it off his head. They backpedal towards the center circle. Wolf moves in, cuffs ahead of Schad. They break apart. Schad, a wild shot, didn't set that up. Back to their feet. On their feet apart. Nice right leg, high crotch attack by Wolf. Looking for the double trouble. Doesn't get the takedown. Needs to get the takedown before he tries to pin him. Schad gets away. Boy, he was deep on that leg, too. Schad, a wild shot in again. Taking shots straight in without setting him up. On their feet, apart. Again, Schad. Straight on. Schad probably about a half head taller than Gage Wolf. Wolf in on a leg. Schad whizzers, counters. Wolf front headlock and arm. Going to run out of time. 2-1 Gage Wolf lead. After a period of wrestling. I mentioned the Braves will be at Line Mountain 9 o'clock on Saturday morning to take on Pittston. If you're not doing anything tomorrow night, and look, I don't know if Bucknell wrestles or not, but you can watch the number one and number two teams in the nation on Big Ten Network. The Penn State Nittany Lions take on the Penn State Nittany Lions Part 2, which are the Iowa Hawkeyes. They get all those Pennsylvania wrestlers out there that couldn't get into Penn State. I think it's 8 o'clock on this Big Ten Network. That should be a dandy. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Grayson Schad on the bottom stands, and Wolf lets him go. So we are tied at two. Schad shoots into the left leg of Wolf. Wolf on a re-shot, but Schad, nice head and hand defense, blocks him. Break apart. If you're watching last week, the Nittany Lions wrestled Michigan, who at the time was ranked number 3 in the nation, and destroyed them. Schad just insists on shooting straight in without a setup. And he's getting nothing more than his face rammed into the mat. 35 seconds to go in the second period. Locked up head-to-head. Snap down attempt by Schad. Wolf blast double in on the legs. Gets behind, picks him up, plants him. Oh, they're going to say he was out. They're going to say he was out. 3 seconds. And we will go into the third period, tied at 2 apiece. That is Gage Wolf's best takedown, that blast double. He likes the lateral drop because he likes to finish early and go sit down and watch his teammates wrestle. But when he's going forward, that blast double gets work, and he's like a freight train. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wolf on the bottom quickly up on all fours. Stands. Clears the hands. Clears the leg. 1 point escape. Wolf leads 3-2. Wrestlers tie up. Wolf's wrestled a good match. He's had a clear shot at 2 takedowns. Now, again, in on the right leg, high crotch. This time, dump shot to the mat. 2-point takedown for Gage Wolf. He was in that position earlier, tried to put Schad in double trouble and put him on his back, and Schad got out of it. He gets it this time. That's the second best takedown. .05 to go in the bout. 5-2 lead for Gage Wolf back in the center. Wolf breaks Schad down. Schad back to his base. Wolf from the right side now steps to the left side. Wolf from behind, Schad on his knees. Schad up on a 3-point stance. Wolf breaks him down to a 4-point stance. And to his base. 25 seconds. Wolf riding the wrist. Keeps his weight on the upper body of Grayson Schad. And he's pretty much taken everything out of whatever Grayson Schad brought with him. Schad does not have any more energy left, and that is the end of the match. So a 5-2 decision win by Shikellamy's Gage Wolf. 50-7, the Braves lead. We're back with Matt Schaefer for the Braves right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
got a little bit of a change here. It looks like Aiden Hidley, sophomore at 15-6 for the Blue Jays. And he will wrestle Shikalimi's Matt Schaefer. Now they've been flip-flopping Tristan Douglas and Aiden Hidley. And it's usually the opposite way around, but tonight they're putting Hidley at 89, and I'm guessing Douglas will move to 215 to take on Mason Raybuck. At any rate, Schaefer, a junior for the Braves, 4-12. Hidley, a sophomore, at 15-6. Wrestlers underway. Tying up, Hidley taking some ground on Schaefer. Hidley trying to get up under the arms of Matt Schaefer, and they go off the edge of the mat. And Hidley about a half a head taller than Schaefer. Pretty big 189-pounder, really. On their feet, they lock up. And we look at Schaefer wrestling 172, weighed in at 164. So that's the reason they look quite a bit different size-wise. Let's see where Hidley weighed in. He weighed in at 186, so 21 pounds. Matt Schaefer is giving up. Hidley trying to put a standing headlock. Now works his way around to the rear on Schaefer. And that is the end of the first period. The score is 0-0 between Matt Schaefer and Aiden Hidley. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Hidley on the bottom. He's set. Schaefer on top. We're back underway. Tight waist by Schaefer. Comes up under the left arm of Hidley. Schaefer with a tight waist. Puts the half Nelson in again. Trying to break Hidley down. Hidley stands. Schaefer picks up on the leg. They go off the edge of the mat. Minute 30 to go in the second period. Still scoreless. Hidley set. Schaefer on top. They're back underway. Hidley, a Granby roll attempt. Schaefer lets him go and jumps back on top. Hidley stands. Schaefer trying to pick him up. Like I said, Hidley has an extra 22 pounds on him. Hidley works on the hand. Temple's coach indicating that Schaefer is locking his hands. The referee not in position to see it, but Hidley does clear the hand and gets a one-point escape. Immediately backs up, hands on the hips, like trying to get some oxygen in there. Not sure what the situation with Aiden Hidley, but he looks winded already. Now spins around behind Schaefer, breaks him to the mat. And with that takedown, leads 3-0. Hidley running to the left side. Picks an ankle. Schaefer back to his knees. Hidley grapevines the left leg of Matt Schaefer. And that is the end of the second period. 3-0 lead for Aiden Hidley of Central over Shikalimi's Matt Schaefer. Thank you. Third period wrestling, referee's down position, Schaefer on the bottom. And they're back underway. Hidley trying to pick a far ankle. Schaefer fighting, gets to his feet. Hidley going to take him off the edge of the mat. Schaefer stands. Hidley picks an ankle. Breaks him down. Schaefer back to his feet. Hidley trying to get him off the edge of the mat. Schaefer fighting. Hidley breaks him down. And they go off the edge of the mat with a minute 37 seconds to go in the bout. Back into the center. Hidley wait forward on Schaefer. Schaefer trying to get to his feet, but carrying an extra 22 pounds. Now stands. Just complaint by Hidley. Stays in control. Hidley steps to the right side. And they go off the edge of the mat with a minute one to go. Back into the center. Hidley tried to start a little bit early, but I don't think Cesari saw it. Didn't call him. That should have been a caution. Hidley just keeping his weight forward on Matt Schaefer. Now lifts him, puts him back to the mat. Working left side. Flatten. Schaefer to the mat. Under a half a minute to go. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back into the center. 17 seconds, 3-0 lead by Aiden Hidley. Schaefer sits, he stands, posts the hand, turns, and they go off the edge of the mat, and a one-point escape for Matt Schaefer. Quick takedown, we're into overtime. He said, Hidley running on fumes, Schaefer on his horse. Hidley, good hand. Schaefer in underneath, couldn't get a leg. Hidley going to sprawl. Oh, circles, two-point takedown. Right before the final buzzer, on a 5-1 win for Aiden Hidley. That makes the score 50-10 in favor of the Braves. And Mason Raybuck bringing up the rear of the field tonight. He'll be wrestling at 2:15. We'll have that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say, we get you done.
And we are back. Mason Raybuck, a Brave junior. He is 10-7. Sophomore Tristan Douglas, 0-0. His first match, they didn't even have a picture of him to put up on the scoreboard. So maybe he just came out last week. I don't know. The wrestler's locked up. And Douglas, I believe, weighed in at 189 as well. Yeah, he only weighs 186. Mason using his size advantage and puts on his far side cradle. He's got Douglas on his back, and he pins him 59 seconds, the time of the fall for Mason Raybuck. That'll make the final score Shikellamy 56, Central Columbia 10. We'll be back right after this. On News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course. I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Merck's Meats.
Merck's Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Merck's created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Merck's Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Back at the Central Columbia High School gym where the Braves have wrapped up a 56-10 win over the Blue Jays of Central Columbia. Is kind of scanning around here. I'm not sure if we're going to get to talk to Coach Tim Bosch or not. He's kind of busy down there, so I don't think we'll get him up here tonight. That's all right. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. Well, let's take a look at how things flattened out here tonight. 285, the starting point, Blake Van Kirk. 106, Les McCormick. 113, Alex Reed. And 120, Evan Kistner, all receiving falls. So the Braves up 24-0 before anybody even came out and dumped some sweat on the mat. 126, Blaze Souter, losing by major decision 9-1 to Brennan Watson. And then at 132, it was Isaac McGregor with a technical fall, 17-1 and 448, making it 29-4. 138, it was C.J. Keener with a first period fall over Noah Baker. Keener put the Braves up 35-7. A.J. Benedict and Hunter Dietrich. Benedict trailing into the second period, turned Dietrich and pinned him in the second period, gave the Braves another 6, 41-4. At 152, Caleb Yoder and Colton Chipoleski. And it was Chipoleski with an 8-3 win over Yoder. 41-7 in favor of the Braves. 160 pounds, Colton Semko. Quick night tonight for Colton. The first period fall, 47-7. 172, Gage Wolf taking the distance by Grayson Shaw. That was good for him. Colton needs to be challenged here late in the season. Shad with a pretty respectable record. But it was Wolf with a 5-2 win. Braves on top 50-7 at 189 pounds. Matt Schaefer giving up 22 pounds to Aiden Hidley. Still just about came back and beat him 5-1 with Hidley getting a takedown right at the buzzer. 50-10 at that point. And then at 215, Mason Raybuck doing what he's done so often this year. He's got a great cross-face cradle. Used that to pin Tristan Douglas in 59 seconds of the first period, making the final score Shikellamy 56 and Central Columbia 10. So the Braves go to 9-4 as they head into the Line Mountain Duels this weekend. And as I mentioned, that will start off bright and early at 9 o'clock. The Braves will take on the Pittston Patriots. The Braves wrestled Pittston 10, 12 years ago to qualify for the state team tournament. I think they wrestled them twice throughout the season, or throughout the years. But they will see them on Saturday. And looking through the schedule, I mean, they've got they're going to have five matches, and it looks like pretty much all the teams they're going to wrestle have full teams. So that'll be good. Instead of getting all these forfeits, the Braves will have a lot of good competition. On Saturday, again, that will get underway at 9. We will be on the air at 8:45 for that first match for the Patriots and the Braves. Well, from Central Columbia High School, where, again, the final score, Shikellamy 56 and Central Columbia 10 for my engineer, Tony Fino, high atop our Blue Hill Studios. Join me again on Saturday morning when the Braves take on the Line Mountain Eagles. This is Steve Williams inviting you back the next time the Braves throw it down on the res late. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.